Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
This is the Reverend Dr. Chad McMullen with First Christian Church in Sedalia, Missouri. I want to share with you a little bit of a story from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah is writing to a group of people who have been deported, who have been captured, who have been sent to live in a land that is not their own. Their homes have been taken from them. They're being forced to start all over again. And Jeremiah writes to them to encourage them. And what we're used to hearing is the end of this, chapter 29, verse 11, where he says, hey, God has plans for you. I know that God's going to turn this around. God's got a future for you with hope. But what we miss if we don't actually do some Bible study is we miss the other stuff. Jeremiah admits that this is going to be a season. This is going to be a lengthy season in their life. And he encourages them to not only trust that God has a future for them, but there's ways to live right now where you could find the blessings and do your part to be a good citizen and to seek the welfare of your city, to even pray for it in that difficult time. So what I hear from the prophet Jeremiah isn't that God's just going to fix everything immediately, but that God is with us in the difficulties, and he wants to encourage us to know that that's not going to be the end of our story. But there is a promised future, and there is a way to live in the current challenge and the current reality. I want you to be encouraged today that this fuel will help you go the distance, as we say. May God bless you.